The other dimensions that I talk about, the other dimensions, which are the senses that you've forgotten about, they're in the air. The sense of beauty, the sense of compassion, the sense of love, they're in the air. And I'm not talking about just the feel-good stuff. I'm talking about the dimension. Because a sense, the other 200,000 senses that you're not using, they're in the air. They're available. You don't have to break your mind. You don't have to work your mind to figure it out. What I'm saying is, take a deep breath and let go of control. It's in the air. You, the human, are not responsible for the enlightenment of yourself. It's in the air. You're just being asked to allow it, to relax into it. Let's put on some music, and without any more talk, let's just go there, in the air. Take a good deep breath. We come to this time of the mihrab, where the talk doesn't serve us anymore. We'll go beyond words. So we put on the music and allow a shift of consciousness. Take a good deep breath. It took us a while to get to the point today. The planet is changing very, very quickly. Planet is changing very quickly right now. And you chose to be here at this time for good reason. You wanted to be part of it. You wanted to experience what it was like to go through the on-the-fly transformation. You chose. Nobody else. It's the most beautiful time. Yeah, I know sometimes it's difficult, but it's going to make a great big story. And now, we talk about this, it's in the air. It always was, but I want to really talk about it with you now. I'd like you to start experiencing it. To be able to allow it, you have the maturity to understand much more now about what is yours and what is not. You've released a lot of what is not yours. You now know what is. So with that kind of balance, you could start now picking up what's in the air. It would be too overwhelming for most people. You know, the ones who call themselves psychic or sensitive, they burn out quickly because, for the most part, they really aren't prepared to understand what is theirs and what is not, and they pick up on all sorts of things. And many of them take it all as their own, the good, the bad, the ugly. Now, with discernment and maturity, you can take a good deep breath and feel it's in the air. Master, the wisdom of the past and future lives that you've had, it's in the air. Human consciousness, there's so much floating around, great ideas that are not implemented because people have doubts and fears. Truly great ways for healing. There's some amazing, what I would call psychotherapies that are in the air, but nobody has had the courage to practice them. And you felt these things in the air, but you've held back. You felt so many things about yourself, and you know what? You could feel them getting closer and closer. Felt so many things about the master, about what comes next. You felt them and then you doubted them. allowed yourself just to taste and then you closed it off. Now we come to this point in embodied enlightenment where it's like, no, it's time to sense what's in the air. Letting the master come closer and closer. Human consciousness has inspired, you could say, so many great ideas, innovative concepts that are not being acted out in this plane, this reality, but they're in the air. Let's say they're just a half a breath away, half a dimension away. They're floating out there. Just like, well, the invention of the aeroplane. A lot of people think it was the Wright brothers. It was actually a Frenchman, of course. But it was the Wright brothers who became noted for it. It was in the air, and there was about 12 others who were all working on airplanes at the time. Now, this wasn't in the age of the internet where everything was out there. This was back a long time ago, where they had no way of connecting or corresponding because it was in the air. What's in the air now is all of the energy and all of the beauty, I should say, of this change that's occurring on the planet. If you allow yourself to feel into it for a moment, it really erases a lot of the fear of what's going to happen tomorrow. It's in the air, what comes of this evolution. Not saying it's going to be easy, but what comes is quite beautiful. It's in the air. The ability to feel the angelic beings who are around, the non-physical beings who are around, and they're not there to solve your life problems, but they're great to connect with, because then you start realizing there is a lot more out there. They're not going to tell you the answers to the human's energy crisis or your personal psychological problems. But once you start realizing that there is so much here, I say it's out there, but it's actually here, suddenly you break free of a very limited reality base. You realize it's in the air. Non-physical beings. Angelic beings. Beings who have never been to this earth before, but are very curious about how it goes. It's all in the air. We come to this point on the path where you've learned to allow what is yours and take responsibility for it. Bring it into that heart of compassion that you have. And you've learned with a lot of courage to let go of what's not yours. The world's problems are not yours. They're really not. Your ancestral biology and your ancestral psychology, they're not yours. They were part of evolution. They got you here, I guess, but they're not yours. So many of the thoughts that run through your mind that you try to grapple with, really not yours. Suddenly now, with that release, with that clarity, we're ready now to go into what's in the air. What else is out there? Another way of saying all this is this whole experience into embodied enlightenment. doesn't really take any effort. It takes a lot of allowing. You can't figure it out, nor should you. It's in the air. Through the Master, through the I Am, it's in the air. I know right now is a strangely uncomfortable time because you're losing the human control. What's in the air is the divine that needs no control whatsoever because it is not addicted to energy. Please, take a deep breath and with the beautiful music playing, let yourself open up now. I'll tell you this, you're not going to get overwhelmed. You won't. By expanding your consciousness, you're not going to get overwhelmed. You've learned too much now about what is yours and what's not. What's in the air, yes, you're going to feel the aches and pains of other humans. You're going to sense them. But they're not yours, so you can let them go. When you begin to sense that Master and the wisdom, it's in the air. You'll feel the past and future lives. I haven't really talked a lot about that in our gatherings. I don't want to focus too much on that, but you're at the point now to understand that they don't bring their history. Past and future lives don't bring their history. They bring their wisdom. And before, if we'd have gotten into past lives, you'd have gotten all caught up in the details and their dramas and their successes and failures. Right now, what's in the air is not their history, but their wisdom. You've come to this point now of being able to truly expand, open up. Between now and our next gathering, I feel that you're going to be really feeling the things in the air. I mean, what's there? What's directly, you could say, yours? What's not? Right now, they're right here in our gathering, whether you're online or in the studio, there's what you could say creative pulses that are in the air, really available to anyone. There are stories of the future where this planet goes to. It's in the air. It's not a destiny. It's simply stories that are in the air. We now open more to human consciousness and beyond into what I guess you would call divine consciousness, but it's just consciousness. Now we can open up to that. And when you do, with your maturity, with your discernment, you also open up to the you, the I am. It's also in the air. How will you know the difference between what's your divine, what's you? What are mass consciousness thoughts? What are just these creative bursts in the air? That's where you take a deep breath and you choose what's yours, what's not. Some of what you're going to start feeling is, I would say, a little bit more mundane. Oh, Christmas is in the air. Or tension is in the air. But as you become more discerning and more allowing, you're really going to feel a lot of different things. Hope, indeed. Yours and mass consciousnesses. As you open up to feel and discern and to allow what's in the air, it's going to continue to change your dreams. Because your dreams, your nocturnal dreams, are really picking up on what's in the air. Don't try to dissect your dreams, please do not, right now. We're going to be getting more into dream reality, but it's not a series of funny symbols. Let's take a deep breath together and allow. It's time we open up to what's in the air. It's you, and it's so much more. There's an abundance. Let's take a good deep breath. And it's time for me now to get off to the Ascended Masters Club, where a fine meal and Jesus await. It's time for you to enjoy your holiday season. Let's take a good deep breath. And I know lately this tremendous feeling of, I guess, loss, being lost and loss of control, but that's all part of it. Take a good deep breath and honor yourself for being where you are today. And with that, remember, all is well in all of creation. Thank you. And happy holidays.